Eric Adams testified about a meeting at then-Governor Patterson's office in the summer of 2010. It was about passage of a bill to prevent the NYPD from compiling a database about innocent individuals who were stopped and frisked. Commissioner Ray Kelly was at the meeting. Adams, who worked for the NYPD for 22 years and retired 7 years ago at the rank of captain, testified that at that meeting, the police commissioner gave his rationale for stop, question, and frisks.
And he indicated that, you know, the reason they focus or target black and Hispanic youth is because he wants to instill the fear that every time they leave their home, they can be stopped and searched by the police. And that is what seems to be playing out every day on the streets of New York.
It was shocking and disheartening for Senator Adams to hear Commissioner Kelly at the very top of the chain of command say stop and frisk is used to instill fear in black and Latino men and to prevent them from carrying guns.
We all spent countless number of hours trying to convince him that the people on the ground was doing it the wrong way, just to find out it was not the people on the ground that the top understood it was doing the wrong way. And it was a policy that was being blessed from the top end of the police department.
Lawyer for the Center for Constitutional Rights, Jonathan Moore.
Commissioner Kelly saying there's nothing wrong with going out and instilling fear in a portion of the community, black and Hispanic youth, in order to deal with the issue of gun violence. He's not talking about the entire community. He's not talking about only when you have reasonable suspicion. He's basically talking about we want people to fear the police when they go on the street. And as Senator Adams said, that's wrong. That's wrong. I mean, yeah, you could stop everybody from carrying a gun if you stopped everybody on the street. And they don't even do that. They're just targeting certain people, black and Hispanic youth. So, and that's why this policy is wrong, and that's why the city of New York should change it.
For the Center for Constitutional Rights, the case is not only about a Fourth Amendment violation on whether people are being stopped without reasonable suspicion, but on whether the stops are based on race. Moore says Adams' testimony is very strong evidence that the police department is using racial stereotyping. At one point in the trial, the city wanted to add statements by Commissioner Kelly into the court record, but Moore would have none of that. He said if Kelly wanted to come in and testify, he could have, but the police commissioner chose not to be part of the case.
The city didn't want him to sit for a deposition because he'd have to answer probably a lot of uncomfortable questions. But he's not a part of this case, and so they were trying to get into the back door what they said they're not going to do directly, which is have him come in and testify and defend the policy.
On day 8 of the trial, a police sergeant testified that there was no quota for stop and frisk among his officers. Adams says if it looks like a quota, smells like a quota, acts like a quota, it's a quota.
And quotas should not be used in law enforcement. Police should police based on preventing actions from harming the public or creating a level of damage to property or individuals. And quotas is not the way to go. And we need to move away from that form of policing. And we got a great police department. Allow them to do their job without getting in the way of forcing them to do things that are incorrect. And that hurts the community, you know. And we're creating a schism in our communities by this form of policing.
And you're saying the cops don't want to do all these stops.
No, they don't. No, they don't. They want cops, as a cop and as a captain, we want to catch bad guys. That's what cops do. That's the reason they put the shield on their chest and the patch on their shoulders. They want to catch bad guys. They don't want to stop every young person that one day wants to aspire to be a cop. I can only imagine if I grew up during this period of time being stopped as much as these young people are being stopped. I would dislike being a cop. They want to grow up to be cops. And you don't grow up to be a cop when the person that you met, you know, officer friendly is no longer officer friendly. He's officer enemy. And we can't have that. They can't be afraid of the gang members in blue jeans and the police officers in blue uniforms.
NYPD, keep your hands off me.
NYPD, keep your hands off me.
NYPD,
keep your hands off me.
NYPD,
keep your hands off me.
New New York City youth leaders gathered in Foley Square to protest NYPD's stop-and-frisk policy. They say a youth movement is rising to counteract stereotypes and racial targeting. One protester, Theo Wharton, is a very tall youth from Crown Heights in Brooklyn. He says he has been stopped, questioned, and frisked many times by the NYPD. Like plaintiff Devin Almanor, NYPD thought he was much older when he was stopped. For Almanor, the stop in question was when he was 13. Wharton's stops began earlier.
It's been crazy. Like, ever since at a young age, like 12, 11, because I'm tall. I'm like six. Right now I'm 6'1", but around that time I was like 5'9", 5'10". So they used to stop me a lot, like, and treat me like I'm a grown man and just, like, bully me, call me names, and just, like, just be way too much for a little kid to even handle. Like, when I was 13, it was the worst, because that's when a cop harassed me, and they ended up calling me a nigga. That's what I'm end up saying right now, too, in the talk. They ended up calling me a nigga in front of my little brother, and they ended up bumping me in front of my little brother. So I'm supposed to be his protector, and then I can't protect myself from a person that's supposed to be protecting us. It's ridiculous to see that now.
What does that do to you growing up?
It makes you, like, think how you suspect it to be, like, everybody, the police supposed to be here to be here to help, supposed to be here to save you. You over there thinking that, then you start feeling that the world is against you. You got to worry about everything. As soon as I leave my house, I got to worry about me getting killed, hurt, beat by cops. They're supposed to be the good guys. You watch TV show, they're the good guys. I got to worry about getting beat by them, and I'm not doing nothing. It's just ridiculous.
Senator Adams said today that now youth don't look to become police officers because they fear them instead
exactly.
of being...
Exactly. That's what we do. We do fear them. We don't want to be them. We'd rather be out here talking against them, talking about, like, to bring awareness of what they're doing wrong. That's what we'd rather be doing. People don't want to go up there and become a police officer because they know how it's going to do. Being a police officer changes people as well. People can come up being the nicest person. They start joining it, and they be the same people harassing people as well, too.
So what do you tell your brother?
I'm going to tell my brother that the future's going to be better. We're going to keep on fighting until him for him to get better.
As youth continue to organize and speak out about the detrimental effects of stop and frisk on themselves and their communities, the trial in federal district court continues with more testimony by NYPD as well as by statistical expert Jeffrey Fagan. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.